Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Hey, when you play 162 games, you're going to have some blowouts that don't go your way. And I think you would take 2 months of Josh Tomlin before he has a bad outing any day, right?
You're right, and it happens. And you got to try to keep it in perspective. I know he was disappointed because he felt like he had really good stuff coming out of the bullpen, and he was commanding. And in Josh's mind, he can't let that happen. That's because he's pretty conscientious. And, you know, Josh is a pretty rare guy. And I mean that very complimentary. You know, the one inning, it had a chance to get out of there with three. It ended up being five, and it got away from us from there. Those things do happen. The good side of it was we got Merritt in the game, which we really wanted to. And he pitched well enough where we just went to Cody to finish the inning because we wanted to. So in a number of ways, it helped our bullpen. It was immensely good for the kid. I mean, we ended up sending him back to AAA, but we really wanted to get him in a game. He pitched. He did well. Now he goes back with a good taste in his mouth. He can get back in his routine of being a starter. We brought up Armstrong just to help our bullpen, just in case something happens and there's an early exit. We don't want to do something to our bullpen that you can't fix.
Terry, you've been around this game forever. It is amazing to me. You just said Josh Tomlin felt great coming out of the pen. You'll have other stories where a guy comes in and probably Mickey has said to you, you better have people ready early. It's incredible that a bullpen doesn't necessarily dictate what the game is going to be.
Same thing with batting practice.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, shoot. And I think it has something to do probably with concentration. When guys come out of the pen and they aren't crisp, they know they better do, or they're going to get whacked around, and then all of a sudden they pitch themselves into feeling good. Same thing with hitters. They might have a bad batting practice, and their attention is so good that they have really crisp at-bats, and then all of a sudden they start feeling good and they have a good night. It's really amazing how that works.
Speaking of good things, Carlos Carrasco, he is going to start against Kansas City, correct?
Yeah, and that was kind of the plan all along. We just want to do it appropriately, and by that I mean let him go through his progression with our medical people. Let them give him the okay. And so once they did that, then you also want to be respectful and talk to guys. And so we've talked to Clevinger. He will be in the bullpen in the near future starting tomorrow. He wanted to be available today. I think Mickey and I both thought that was too quick. And then we'll certainly keep an eye on Carlos, you know, probably around 80 pitches. But I think the game when his legs will tell us how he's doing, and then we can figure out if we want to piggyback Clevinger or if we want to go to other guys in our bullpen.
You mentioned Clevinger. Is this a guy that could stick here and work out of the bullpen?
I definitely think he could pitch out of the bullpen, but I don't know if you want to do that in May or 1st of June. You know, we've all seen you need starters, and if you put a guy in the bullpen too early in the season, then you might need a starter later. You can always put a guy in the bullpen. That's something I think we've talked about maybe for later. I don't think we'd want to commit to that this early in the season. Now, maybe for a week or so just to get us through a bump in the road, yes, but not full-time.
Terry, I know you and Chris talk every day, and obviously we're getting to that time where the men are being separated from the boys, so to speak, when you look at who is a real legitimate contender. Do you look for this ball club to make a move? Do you like what you have here? Would you like to see certain areas improved?
You know, Hammy, I think I've always fallen on the one. I know Chris is always going to try to make us better. I know that. So I don't think I ever need to come out publicly and say we need this or we need that, because I think what I'm really saying is that what we have isn't good enough, and I don't ever want to do that because I don't believe in it. I think my job is to take what we have and get the most out of that. And then, like I said, knowing that Chris is always trying to make us better, and if something makes sense, he's certainly going to do it. But I also want the guys here to feel like they're good enough to get where we want to go. And so I've always felt that way, and I hope it doesn't change.
It has to be tough to be a GM now. We talked about it on the broadcast last night. I mean, Texas wins the West last year. They were two games under 500 in August, eight games out. Most people would say, trade people.
It is tough because you're not just, you know, as a manager, you want to win tonight bad. And as the general manager, you're the caretaker of the organization. And you got a lot of people pulling at you, telling you what you should do, what you shouldn't do. I give Chris a lot of credit, man. There's so much patience there that, you know, if I look back at some of the conversations we've had, he's always been the voice of reason, which is a good thing. And I can't tell you how many times, more often than not, it's a good thing we listen to him.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Rangers coming up on the Indians Radio Network.